The Libyan government is accusing NATO of trying to assassinate the country's leader, Muammar Gaddafi. That charge comes a day after a NATO aircraft carried out an attack on Colonel Gaddafi's compound in Tripoli. The strategy that led to that attack and all the alliance's attacks against Libya was formulated by NATO's Allied Air Command. The operational headquarters for Air Command is located deep within a hillside outside Izmir, Turkey. Correspondent Matthew Brunwasser visited the bunker, as the facility is known. He sent us this report.
The cavernous Cold War facility would make a good set in a post-apocalyptic horror film. It's unusual for a journalist to get access to the secret facility, which is why my access is limited to the International Dining Hall and the conference room.
My name is Major Brehm. I'm from the German Air Force, and I'm called Beppo in here. That's my nickname. Most of the pilots go with a call sign. That's mine.
A multinational group of NATO officers helping command Operation Unified Protector agreed to answer questions.
Coming back to your question, what's the problem working in Libya? It's exactly this. We are not in Libya.
UN Security Council Resolution 1973 authorized NATO to protect civilians in Libya, but not with forces on Libyan territory. So Allied Air Command's mission can be complicated.
We enforce the embargo and the no-fly zone and protect the civilians from any attack, but we don't have boots on the ground. And so we have to establish the situational awareness from the air.
There is some intelligence from the sea, but in general, NATO is conducting operations from far away. Wing Commander Mike Rafferty is Deputy Planning Chief.
So we provide for the air campaign the strategic direction, and then the day-to-day command and control is done at Poggio.
That's Poggio Rinatico in Italy. All told, there are 13 air bases in 6 countries and 4 headquarters in 3 countries. It might seem inefficient to have political directives coming from Belgium, strategists in Turkey, and pilots in Italy. But Rafferty says it works better than you'd think.
We share the same databases. We use the same procedures, which we train to use day in, day out during exercises. So the whole thing is very joined up. Information passes up and down the chain very quickly.
Operations-wise, there are 2 ways NATO fulfills its mission to protect civilians. Dynamic targeting is the term NATO uses for attacks against moving targets. Deliberate targeting means hitting specific non-moving targets, the infrastructure behind Gaddafi's forces.
You attack the supply chain to those forces. So, for example, we've been very successful taking out ammunition storage areas, command and control networks, and, as I said, a lot of that goes on out of sight of the population in Misrata, out of sight of the media. But I can assure you that we're doing that on a day-to-day basis and we've been successful. Slowly his forces are being degraded.
Wing Commander Rafferty says it's been frustrating to see how well Gaddafi's forces have adapted to NATO strategy. Lieutenant Colonel Anthony Stroop from the U.S. Air Force is the political advisor at Allied Air Command Izmir during the operation. He says he knows that from the television coverage of civilians being killed, the situation looks grim, especially in Misrata.
But from an expectation management standpoint, you got to look and see if we weren't there, just how bad it would be. Also look at the environment that we're operating under. You have weather conditions, the way Gaddafi is using his forces, wearing civilian clothes in an urban environment, not caring about whether or not civilians get hit by our aircraft.
NATO says it will continue its operations until Gaddafi meets 3 conditions: stopping attacks on civilians, withdrawing his forces and allowing monitors, and enabling the UN to provide humanitarian assistance. Stroop stresses that this will also require a political and diplomatic solution.
We're just a piece of the puzzle with our military operations.
The officers gathered in the bunker wouldn't estimate how much of Gaddafi's forces have already been destroyed, nor how long operations will last. For the world, I'm Matthew Brunwasser, Izmir, Turkey.